Аудиозапись номер 22 к упражнению 4B.
The history of entertainment. Nearly everyone enjoys entertainment. The beginnings of popular entertainment go back to prehistoric times, when dance, music, and storytelling were very important. The traditions of entertainment began in ancient Greece, about 2,500 years ago, with the development of Greek drama. In those days, they organized festivals to celebrate Dionysus, the Greek god of wine and new life, with song and dance. Later poets began to write stories for a large group of performers, a chorus, and an actor. Then they introduced another actor, which made a dialogue between characters possible. There were two forms of classical Greek drama, tragedy and comedy. The Romans continued the traditions of Greece and developed other kinds of entertainment as well. The beginnings of the circus are connected with gladiators fighting in public arenas. In the Middle Ages, the church considered entertainment and drama wrong, but before long, drama reappeared with religious and moral plays. In the time of the Renaissance, the theatre became less religious, and there was a new interest in Greek and Roman drama. Common people preferred comedies, which were performed by a travelling group of actors. Originally, the actors had no text, only an idea of what was going to happen and had to improvise. They usually performed on high platforms in public places. The actors offered entertainment, which included plays, songs, and dances. The golden age of theatre began when the first special theatres were built. The first of such theatres was opened in London in 1652. Soon, a few others appeared, including the famous Globe Theatre. Among the writers who worked for these theatres was William Shakespeare, one of the greatest dramatists in any language. Shakespeare gave his audience great literature, but at the same time, he gave them popular entertainment. Nowadays, people entertain themselves by listening to music, watching TV programs and films, and going to concerts and circus shows, but the theatre is still among our favorite entertainments.